Get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Alex Grantsev, or Grandpo, is the founder of Vivio, a social shopping platform on the Hive blockchain. Hi, Alex, or Grandpo. Welcome to the Startup Podcast. We're very happy to have you here. How are you?
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for also making these exciting interviews that you did with founders of other apps on Hive blockchain. I think this is a wonderful time, and I'm glad to be contributed to your series of interviews.
Yeah, this is actually part of a series, or a special series, interviewing founders of apps in the Hive blockchain. And I'm very happy to have you here right now. So, Alex, what really is Vivio?
Well, Vivio is a decentralized platform for social shopping. And so just to explain what social shopping is, in a way, kind of what the word implies. So an easy way for people to share their shopping discoveries. Like, just think about it, like how much we every day, we're interested in our hobbies. We have life experiences. Sometimes we spend hours, you know, finding the best products that work together. Let's say maybe it's an interior design. Maybe I want to put like the spring touch to a room, right? Or maybe I'm getting ready for a camping trip and I need to figure out all the products, all the things that I want to take with me on the trip, right? And how do I share it? Like after spending all the time, how do I share that information with people? Okay, maybe I can record a video. Maybe I can make a post. But okay, I can explain maybe a couple products this way. But what if there are 100 products? What if there are 300 products? In fact, speaking about it, like I have a friend, and he actually has a very unique hobby. He's a solo hiker. And he likes to go like for multiple days to into mountains in North America. It's pretty amazing person. And he was doing it for like quarter of a century. And every time he shares his stories and pictures, and I'm like, I feel like I'm tempted to try it one day. You know what my first question is going to be? What's in your backpack? And I, in fact, I already asked this question. And he told me there are about 300 plus items. Sure, most of them are small. But believe me, there is so much work went behind scenes for that. There is, they're selected for their functionality first, but their durability, lightweight, sure, you're going to carry it on your back. But the other part is they need to work together. They need to even fit together so that it becomes like a compact package that you can actually carry in a smaller backpack. And I know how much effort went into this. And so we figured the easy way for somebody to share that knowledge, that life experience, would be actually to create a shop, but not the type of shop where I will have to, you know, buy the inventory. I don't want to process credit cards, okay? I don't want to do customer support. I don't want to do any of that. Plus, you know, the problem, the big problem with your own shop when you buy inventory is that you're limited by it. So now you have to recommend people not the best stuff, but what you have, okay? Social shopping bypasses all of this. Social shopping, the only responsibility I have is to put products on the shelf. I want to curate the collection of the shop. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do anything beyond that. And the way it works is that all the products have affiliate links, and they can be multiple affiliate programs. So I'll get compensated if people buy them, especially like, for example, in the backpack. I mean, I'm going to buy all 300, okay? Because just like they're all together. Or if you have, let's say, a fashion statement and you want to share it, the fashion statement, you know, like you probably travel quite a bit. And, you know, every time you're packing like a small luggage carry-on, you're very limited in space. Like, what do you take on a business trip so that it can accommodate a cold day, a comfortable overnight red-eye flight, like all this thing? Maybe you know how to organize kitchen, you know, all of the details that go into all of the equipment, all of the pieces that come together. And I'm not going to talk about beauty because like I'm not an expert in that. But in that field, there is so many effort is going into figuring out the sequence, the how products work together, what works, what doesn't, under what conditions. Like, imagine treasure trove that people have in their heads. I mean, millions of people spend like countless hours doing that research on their own because they're just passionate about hobby, about like
yes.
life, about even professional activity, you know? And how do we share it? There is no easy way to do this, you know? And yeah. So we decided that this is a huge potential and we want to build it on a decentralized network.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, this is super, super, super amazing. I mean, this is really mind-blowing. The idea, I have to say, this idea is really mind-blowing. For one, this is actually a problem that I've been noticing and I've been wanting to see solved. For example, I'll add another example for like you've mentioned hiking, beauty, for podcasting. I mean, I've been doing yes. a lot of research, buying podcast stuff like mic. For example, I have a few microphones because I don't know what microphone I should buy. So, and for example, mufflers, camera, and I wanted to do research on it. But it's actually like there are actually like two things. It's either I find too many stuff that's maybe not that reliable, or I find someone who's very reliable, like a very good podcaster with a very good setup, but doesn't share or doesn't know how to share his setup. So I guess you're like combining the two. So it's easy to see these things. And these reliable people, like for example, hikers, I mean, skilled hikers mm-hmm. or like hikers with a lot of experience or people in fashion, beauty, they can easily share what they have or what they really like to other people. And that's how you build the shop. I think it's also similar to one Hive DApp I interviewed just a few weeks ago, Travel Feed. So Travel Feed is for travel blogging. So you travel and you share the travel. But this one, you have your expertise or you have your podcast set up and you share your podcast setup and you make it easy for other people to buy similar things that you like or that you find reliable. And you can also earn a part of it. So this is really amazing. I have to say that. And you're building this as a social media platform. So can we know more like the social aspect, all social aspects of this? I mean, how can I find other people or how can I find a certain niche? How can I talk with them, for example, and how can I explore other people in the community?
Absolutely. And imagine how much time you can save other podcasters. Because there's so much behind scenes and you already tried this, tried that, like, and putting it yeah. in a simple package, but it's basically like, yes. Hey guys, go exactly. to my shop. You'll find all the recommendations. And the beauty of that shop is that you honestly can recommend every item because you don't have them in stock. So you don't yes. really care. So basically I have this piece. This is the supplier. I can point to that supplier into that way. If they give me affiliate commissions for referring customers, great. If not, I probably can still feature them because I really believe that this is beneficial to my followers. In fact, just like you mentioned, it's a perfect way for influencers to monetize their influence, yes. their audience. Because, and again, like, okay, sure, there are some blogs that are like about fashion or about, you know, beauty or fitness, you know, or cooking. There are so many products around it. But even if you have like IT podcast, or even if you have a political point, I mean, you can have a coffee shop. You can have a coffee shop. Yeah. Look, you like coffee. Mm. Your listeners probably enjoy coffee, and you've got a selection of coffee makers, pods, coffee pods that people buy every day, anyways. So why not through your recommendations? Why not through your links? Here is a very interesting aspect because the reason we're using decentralized. Platform is because, and this is where it gets really interesting, because imagine you're building a shop today using regular means or what we call web 2.0, right? So you will have to build your own website, you build your own catalog, you build your own database of users, and then you will start building community. Then you will try to collect reviews for your product, and every other person will do the same from zero.
Yeah.
It's like everybody is building an island, you know, and putting so much effort into this. And actually, it's so much work. But imagine Web3. What happens here is that all of the product knowledge is already published on the Hive blockchain. Okay. All of the users already on the Hive blockchain. And so when you're launching your project, you're immediately tapping into all of the users. You're tapping into all of the products. Obviously, you don't need to display them all. In fact, the way you build your store is similar to kind of like a shopping list. You're just selecting and marking products with a heart, and they immediately appear in your shop. And because you already have affiliate codes, they're in the settings on your website. So it's already automatically linking with your affiliate codes. You don't really need to do anything. Okay. You're really just enjoying life and you're curating the collection. That's all you do. But what happens on decentralized network is that you're not launching your project in a vacuum. You're not launching it as an island. There are so many people on Hive already discussing so many things. For example, if we're, let's say, okay, we mentioned travel, we mentioned camping, okay, outdoor living. So I can immediately have a feed of people that are already writing about camping, hiking, you know, mountaineering. I can immediately include them and show their posts on my themed site. So basically, I'm launching a shop with the community right away, right off the gate. Mm-hmm. And the beauty here is that, and that's where it's getting very tricky, because the economy of Web3 is actually upside down to the regular economy. You see, if you've made a website about, let's say, podcasting, right? And you've picked all these products, and I've made a copy of your site. For you, it will be like, wait a second, you know, do your own work. But in Web3, things are entirely different. Because think about it. If I create a copy of your work, what happens here is that, and I'm successful, because if I'm not successful, it doesn't matter. Okay, I made a copy, nobody saw it. So it doesn't matter. Imagine I'm successful. What does it mean? It means I bring more users that are like-minded, because that's the topic. Maybe I'll add more products. People will write more reviews. So your customers now can interact. They, all of that knowledge, all of that content is immediately appearing on your site as well. So instead of building from zero, we're basically both contributing to the success of each other. This is so upside down from a regular economy. Okay. So in the regular economy, you've got all of these small players and then Amazon at the top that managed to achieve the economy of scale. And everybody else will, there is no way they can achieve that on their own. But imagine if we bring them together. If they actually start to benefit, like, for example, I have a camping project and they were building a section about portable coffee makers. So what they did, they actually borrowed this branch of products from a coffee project. And so now they have a like a mutual branch. And so basically, if somebody writes a review from a coffee community about a portable coffee maker, it actually makes to the camping community. And so now they can basically build more and more of that, and actually making a copy, it's sort of like, you know, open software development, open source software development, where yeah. You create something and you make it available to other people. And then when they actually start contributing, it benefits you because you're growing. But now imagine we're doing the same open source, but not for software, but for actually e-commerce, for shopping, allowing people yeah. to finally take all of that knowledge that they have about, you know, best products, combination of products, all of these countless hours they've spent researching for it. Now, here, take it, enjoy it. Here is the shop that actually brings, let's say, I don't know, baby products together. Like the first year of life of a baby, what do you need? Actually, you need a ton of items. And so here is somebody who went this path before you, now they can share that experience in the form of a shop. Basically, they already put all these products on shelves so that it will be so easy for you.
Yeah. What's really mind-blowing here is that for me, in what I'm seeing, it's like you're breaking, correct my terms if they're wrong, it's like you're breaking the monopoly of commerce or the monopoly of marketing. Because, I mean, as I've said, like, it's true. Right now, or maybe traditionally, there are just a few platforms or a few entities that's like controlling like I mean, not really controlling, but like leading or like really dominating the whole commerce scene. But what you're doing here is like you're giving power to anyone. You're giving power to like the skilled people, the people in their niche. Maybe let's say the bloggers, the people who have communities, teachers, or actually like, for example, fitness experts, and they have their gym, they have their trainees. They can easily sell. They can easily market the things that they like, and they can easily bring them to these people. So actually what you're saying, I mean, about Web3 is it's like, you're bringing the power of commerce to the smaller people and to the communities itself, not like just controlled by some big entities. And I think that's what's really amazing with what you're doing. I'm just curious, why choose the Hive blockchain? I mean, why did you choose to build on the Hive blockchain? What particularly do you like about Hive? Yeah, so why did you choose to build on Hive?
That's a very interesting question, because basically I've done a lot of research before basically choosing Hive as the platform. Essentially, there is very difficult to find anything that would outcompete Hive in this case, because Hive is already a very active social network. We don't really have many examples of this. We have zero fees. But what is also important is the dynamics of the rewards. Because you see, what happens when you're launching your website, you're actually not limited to one source of revenue. It's not just about affiliate commissions, but you actually have four revenue sources when you're launching a website. And the second one is you're getting a percentage, it's called beneficiary, percentage from what your visitors are earning on your website. So basically, if they make a post through your site, and just maybe to remind some of the people who may not be familiar with Hive, basically the way it works is that when you make a post, you don't get anything, but then you have 7 days to collect likes. And depending on how many likes you received, you participate in competing for the inflation. Like, for example, on Bitcoin, miners are solving complex tasks. Well, they're not that complex, but they're just an amount of calculations they need to do. And then they compete to receive the inflation of Bitcoin. On Hive, competition is happening not between technical miners, but mostly between people who are writing posts. And they're competing for likes. And if they collect many likes, so they can earn that commission, just like on Bitcoin, but in this case, actually, average person can participate. And this is amazing. This is a very interesting approach. And the technical aspects, Hive blockchain is super fast. So implementing these complex technologies will be easier there. I'm also a big fan of the community, because we have these kind of meetings called Hive Fests. And I've been in the corporate world for a while. And when you come to a Hive Fest, things are very different, because basically you're a blogger. I want you to be successful. I'm an app developer. You want me to be successful. It's like a family. Like, yes, you're meeting people that maybe, well, okay, I know some of them because it's not my first rendezvous, but a lot of new people, but you meet them like your best friend. It doesn't exist in a corporate world. In the Web3, things are very unique, because your success translates into my success. Success of your social shop actually directly translates into my success. Sure. I want you to be successful. The whole thing is just coming upside down. Web3, I believe it has such a potential to not only, like in case with social shopping, to tap into the knowledge that is otherwise just being lost. Like, how many people doing the same research over and over again? I mean, it's fishing. It's off-roading. Like, you take anything, like any type of sport, golf, and people will do the research over and over again. Like, and it's just because it's so difficult to share it any other way. I mean, reviewing one product is easy. Reviewing 100 is impossible, not only for me, but also for my followers. What are they going to sit through my archives of posts trying to figure out? Like, it doesn't work. And so on Hive, what works is this open decentralization, permissionless. Yeah, I'm actually very excited about Hive, about its potential, about the community, about all of the projects, amazing people that are building. I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, as what they say, or as what like the other founders that I've interviewed here. So the Hive actually brings more of cooperation than competition. I mean, we have different projects, but we actually help each other and make each other stronger. But I'm curious, I mean, before coming into the Hive blockchain, you've thought about this idea, the social shopping idea. So how, in the first place, were you able to think about this? I mean, what's like the spark that made you think, that made you wanted to do this? And you also mentioned that you came from the corporate world. So, I mean, how was the transition from that world, from that culture into the blockchain or into the Hive culture? And like, can you tell some stories of how it all really started and what really motivates you to build more, to build Wavio and to build all of this?
Today is an interesting day because it's been 15 years for Bitcoin. And today we're struggling trying to get the all-time high for Bitcoin,
yes. Actually,
which is pretty amazing. And my story actually comes from Bitcoin. And I was not an early adopter. In fact, I only figured it out about like 7 years. So it's been for a long time. I wasn't willing to look at Bitcoin because for me as a technical person, and I've built a lot of products in my career. I've built a lot of business models, and it was confusing to me. It felt like you ask me to build the slowest database, which will take the most of the resources, which will overload the network. And on top of this, we'll invent this unreasonable task of Bitcoin mining. Like that will be the answer. Okay. The most expensive database.
Okay.
But then one day I actually took the effort and I opened the 9 pages of Satoshi and I was reading them. And I was absolutely blown away. I was actually speechless. But for the reason most people don't notice. I actually asked a lot of people, did they notice it? And they commonly, it's not what people talk about. So the thing that absolutely amazed me was permissionless, but not the permissionless of people opening the wallet. What I was absolutely blown away is that to become a Bitcoin miner, you do not ask anybody's permission to become a Bitcoin miner and join the Bitcoin network. In fact, there is nobody else to ask. You see, like I'm being in the corporate world, and I'll maybe share some of that too. But you want to buy something, you sign an agreement. You want to sell something, you sign an agreement. You want to use somebody's technology, you sign an agreement. You want to partner with someone, you sign an agreement. And here I'm reading the paper, which explains that you can make money, join the business process, open business process, and you don't even ask a permission. And for me, it was such a monumental moment because my next question was, okay, to be a Bitcoin miner, you need to have technical expertise, access to cheap electricity, being able to buy ASICs at the cheap price, all of that. But what about marketing person? Think about it. Can a marketing person join some open business process without asking permission and make money? What about a salesperson? Can a salesperson, without asking anybody, and you know, salesperson, the problem of salespeople is they're super dependent on specific product or service they're selling. Okay? So they're usually very dependent on the company. And it's a heartbreaking when they lose their job. But can they all join an open business process without, you know, creating a resume? Is it possible? And that basically ended my career. Honestly. Like, I was a chief innovation officer for the company called PressReader. It's a very successful IT company. I came to Canada to start it like 25 years ago. And for 18 years, I was enjoying the ride. We grew to 300 people in Vancouver, Canada. It's a pretty successful business. And then I'm reading this document, 9 pages, and I understand that my life has changed. I will no longer be able to continue to do what I was doing because the idea of the open business process, it completely blew my mind. Just let me illustrate what happens on Hive. Let me illustrate what happens on the social shopping. It's the first implementation of the open business process. If I'm a merchant and I'm selling products, I can go and publish this information on the Hive blockchain, and I don't ask anybody's permission. Can I? There's nobody to ask. This is the format. Publish it. Now, imagine I'm a marketing person, and I want to launch a social shop, a very complex software solution. So all of the information about products is already on the blockchain. Oh, by the way, I can edit there myself. I don't need to ask anybody's permission to do that. And then I mark them with a heart. I create my website. I immediately allow people to post through my site. I make money as a percentage of what they make as author rewards. If I'm a salesperson, we haven't touched upon that, but also there are so-called sponsored rewards on Wavio. Sponsor reward is that, let's say I'm a merchant and I want people to write posts, basically do social media, like, or like product placement. You know, it's a pretty accepted in, like things like beauty, fitness. You see people constantly talking about products and all that, fashion, interior design, right? All these things. And, so idea is if you make a post, let's say you share two photos of a coffee maker, for example, right? As a merchant, I'll give you some rebate. Okay. So now think about it. Like I can take that proposal and publish on the Hive blockchain. I don't ask anybody's permission. Can I offer somebody money for doing something like basically sharing two photos of a frying pan? Okay. I don't need to ask. So now you, as a marketing person, you decide, okay, I want to show these offers to my visitors to my site. So what I do? Boom, there. And in that proposal, there is also an extra commission for you as a website owner if you help me find the user who will match the requirements and who will actually do the work properly. So I'll pay some commission to you. So basically, you've got this decentralized advertising. And so as a salesperson, I can actually go and sell basically my service to manage a rebate program for a company. Okay, they give me the budget. I publish these offers on the blockchain, and maybe all the other websites that display that product can now basically also offer these rewards to their guests, to their visitors. Nobody need to ask anybody's permission. And social shopping is actually the first implementation of this open business process. And I'm absolutely fascinated. I'm absolutely fascinated about the potential that we have here. And yes, so my career was never the same again. So I'm in a startup, and in a startup in a decentralized Web3 world, which is fascinating, but it's also extremely complex. You don't have enough solutions, you don't have enough software, you have to write it all by yourself. I'm quite amazed at how much progress we managed to do. And yeah, I hope we can see results now.
Yeah, that word you used is actually very strong. I mean, I've talked with several founders in the Hive blockchain so far, but the word that you used to define like Bitcoin and blockchain, permissionless, it's actually very strong now that I think about it. I think that's what makes the whole blockchain system more open. And I think that's why it's attractive, because it's more open and it actually like promotes freedom. Correct me if I'm wrong with how I understand Bitcoin, but I think how permissionless happens is that because of the cryptography part, I mean, like you do not have to be validated by a certain entity. By the use of cryptography, because the validators need to solve like a very, 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 very hard problem. Not solvable by, let's say, quantum physics, maybe quantum computing, maybe. But that, I mean, in that way, in that structure, every validator has the same power. No matter if you're like very powerful, yes, very rich, every validator has the same power. And that, I think, equalizes the validation power, and that makes the system freer and more open. So I guess that's like, it's just like a very, very small thing about Bitcoin that Satoshi like brought out to the world, but it actually opened up a lot of things like this. Now we have open business models, business prices. That's, there's actually a big, big, big future for this. Speaking of this big, big, big future, so For Wavio, how are you planning to build Wavio in the future? And do you have other, like, for example, projects in mind or like related projects in mind? Because I'm seeing you're not just building Wavio. You're not just building a social shopping platform. As you've said, your career totally took a very, very, very big, I mean, a very, very huge turn. So what's like the big vision for this? And maybe do you have any other things you want to build or do ahead? So yeah, can you share like the bigger future or the bigger vision?
Well, with social shopping in particular, you see, I see huge untapped potential, like so much knowledge that people acquire that can be a gold mine for other people. And today there is such a gap. And you said it yourself. Basically, here we have Amazon, and then we have influencers just reviewing, you know, single items. What about basically allowing people to, what's in the middle? There is nothing there. So, and like with building Wavio, I see a huge potential for basically influencers on other social platforms to be able to launch these shops and save them huge amount of effort doing so. Because today, if, for example, you want to launch a coffee shop, it will take you literally like 10 minutes to launch it, your own branded version. Why? Because all of that structure, all of the catalog, there are actually 4,000 products. In the shop, 4,000 products. You can launch your own with your own affiliate codes, your own branding of the Hive blockchain within seconds. Okay, we have a tutorial. You launch it within 10 minutes, and that includes applying for affiliate code in Amazon to get the code. It is so fast, and we believe that this can be an extremely interesting way for influencers on other social platforms, maybe to learn about Hive, to learn about Web3, to learn about decentralization. And Web3 has such a potential for bringing people together in terms of, like, you know, it's not the economy that is based on, you know, I'm successful at your expense. Here, the situation is very different. We can be successful together. Sure. I'm making affiliate commissions from the traffic to my site, but all of my guests, all of my users, they contribute, and all of their contribution now can appear on your site. So your visitors can connect, follow each other. So, like, build all of this. And this has such a potential of abundance. It's a different economy. And we're just doing first steps on that path. The open business models that I was talking about, there are so many things that you can build in education, you know, like where your achievements are actually earned and you display, like, for example, an achievements. Okay, sure, there can be certificates from universities, but what about like doing a flip kick on a skateboard? And there are people that already did it. They can certify and confirm, yes, you did it. But what if I don't want anybody to certify it? What if I want a famous person, famous skateboarder to certify, or maybe the author of that trick? Or maybe I want to make a sauce, like just like Gordon Ramsay, and I want him to certify that I actually did it. Maybe there is economy there too. So there are so many things we can actually build in a decentralized world. And the technology is here. The understanding is here. And I actually believe there is a very interesting future ahead of us.
Yeah. Another thing for Wavio that I realized just now. So it's also like very powerful for people who already have a community but cannot sell and want to monetize it. So yeah, I mean,
yes.
I just realized now that, for example, me, I mean, in my podcast, I actually have talked to many startup founders, and I can actually build a shop that's like selling or retailing the products of these other startups, because some of them I really, really enjoy. So I think it just opens up a larger, it actually opens up like a different perspective of commerce and marketing in that sense. So I really think this is a very big thing that you're building. Speaking of building this in the future, so how are you currently growing like the community of Wavio? I mean, because you're like promoting something that's not that popular yet, something that's not that known yet to many people. So how are you growing like the community of Wavio, like the sellers and even the people, the quote-unquote the buyers, the community? So are you focusing now on like the Hive people, or are you also like marketing this to those not on the Hive blockchain.
Yes, it's a very interesting thing because onboarding people into Web3, it's a mind-bending exercise. I mean, the society overall is getting way more accepting to cryptocurrencies now than before. Like, I was building through two crypto winters, okay? And you see, basically, it's like a wave. Like, people are interested and suddenly, like, rooms are empty. Investors are basically telling you, okay, what's the business model, but don't mention crypto or something like that. And it's like up and down. It's just so much fun. Today, obviously, the situation is very different. Cryptos are mainstream. Blockchain technology is mainstream. Decentralization is actually getting the place under the sun. Web3, all of these technologies are finally starting to basically, there is momentum and there is interest and making it easy for people. The idea is to make everything super easy. I mean, and managing private keys is not an easy thing to start with, right? On whether you're on Bitcoin or whether you're Ethereum or Hive, it's the same thing you need to figure out, and people will lose keys at the beginning. But the idea is to invite more people to try Web3, to experiment, and to basically our task is to give them possibly more educational materials. So to make it the path easy, the technology smoother, and to show that then they can build things that they just cannot build on other web hosting platforms. They can build on Hive what they cannot possibly build elsewhere. They can monetize. Okay, sure, there are influencers with millions of followers, and they can capitalize. But if you're a smaller one, like brands don't want to deal with you yet, open your store. Recommend your loyal small audience, recommend products, and actually you may figure out that monetizing it this way is actually more profitable than waiting until the time you will get a super big audience and you will finally be picked up by a major brand. You don't have to wait. Just bring the value. The value is there. I mean, you've got 5,000 followers, you've got 10,000 followers. Give them your recommendations. Make it easy for them to follow your advice and buy, I don't know, coffee making accessories or coffee serving accessories, like whatever your niche is.
Yeah, actually, yeah, just to tell some stories. I actually monetized the podcast like that. So I actually refer some listeners to some of the startups that I have interviewed. Like, for example, there are startups that are into legal services or into like offering financial or like CFO services. So I've actually monetized that way. And it's true. I'm imagining like I can be that social shop owner. I mean, I have my branding like the Startup Podcast PH, but I'm connected with these startups and it's like a community helping them connect with each other. And at the same time, that's the value that I bring, like the connection and the ease of finding the values that they really need. Yeah, and as you said, I think for Wavio, I think like onboarding people to the community, into social shopping, I guess it's also like bringing them into the Web3 world. And maybe like the thing with the keys, it's really hard to set up your keys and to keep your keys, but I think that's really a need for the future world where it's like, it's less of centralized, it's more decentralized, because we really have to take care of ourselves. We really need to like have more responsibility, more authority on what we own and on what we do. So I guess that's it. And this is a very, very, very wonderful conversation with you, Grandpa or Alex. So thank you very much. By the way, if our listeners want to know more about you, want to know more about what you're building, Wavio, maybe they want to try, maybe some of them want to create a social shop now. So how can they get more information about you and about Wavio?
Oh, the easiest thing is to go to wavio.com. It's WAIVIO.com. And the word comes actually, the Wavio, it comes from waiver. It's basically letting things free. So basically, you allow information about your product to be used by other people. You allow information about your structure of a shop to be used. That's where the name is coming from. And then there is about section, which has tutorials, which basically will help you learn about decentralization, about Hive, about basically earning on Hive, and about obviously building your shop building simple shop in your own profile, which is totally free, or building more advanced, under custom domain with your own branding and all of that. So it's all there.
Yeah, I'll try it myself in a bit. So, and I also invite our listeners and anyone listening to try out Wayveo.com. So thank you very much, Alex, our grandpa, for this very, very, very interesting conversation. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. Have a great day.
Thank you very much to our 38 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax, and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Tuala, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. UBI Philippines, advocating universal basic income for Filipinos. Ignite Careers, career matching platform for Filipino talents and hiring companies in the outsourcing industry. MamiQ Super Pet App, the Philippines' first ever one-stop mobile app for pet products and services. DiviCode Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, and cybersecurity. DBuzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. Looking for, buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Podify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company helping increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact RFID Business Cards, SiriusMD, Uplift Code Camp, Founders Launchpad, Pocketworks, Board Prep, Zales, and Pareto Consulting. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.